Trump attacks allies, DOJ emails surface, and AOC eyes 2028. President Trump escalated public conflicts with former Republican allies this week, calling Senator Mitch McConnell an angry man and a bad guy from the Oval Office, and also targeting Senator Lisa Murkowski. The attacks are strategically puzzling given Trump's need for Senate Republican cooperation on judicial confirmations and spending priorities. McConnell retains significant influence, despite stepping down as Republican leader. Trump also demanded Congress expel Representative Jamie Raskin, calling the Maryland Democrat a bum and loser, a move that has no realistic path to success, given the two-thirds vote required, but serves to reinforce grievance narratives for the president's base. Internal Justice Department emails have surfaced in which officials called the Garland School Board memo stupid, offering a rare public window into bureaucratic resistance to a policy that became a flashpoint in debates over whether the DOJ had been weaponized against parents who challenged school boards. The emails validate concerns from career officials that certain policies were driven by political rather than legal considerations. A separate contradiction has emerged around the administration's $1.776 billion anti-weaponization fund, which DOJ lawyers have told courts has been scrapped, even as administration officials are reportedly quietly assuring allies that payouts remain possible. If confirmed, the gap between public legal representations and private political commitments could constitute misleading the court. Trump allies are also reportedly exploring a 1946 federal law as an alternative mechanism to compensate January 6th defendants, a legal theory that would require establishing that legitimate prosecutions constituted government wrongdoing, a standard courts are unlikely to accept. The DOJ Civil Division has separately reported that it has no records of a Trump IRS settlement the president has claimed, an unusual absence given the extensive documentation that typically accompanies tax settlements with public figures. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is broadening her political outreach ahead of a potential 2028 presidential or Senate bid, courting independents and even some Trump voters by emphasizing local economic issues and attempting to separate economic populism from cultural liberalism. In California, state Senate Democrats are threatening to stall Governor Gavin Newsom's agenda over climate funds, with the June 15th budget deadline approaching. They are blocking key Newsom priorities unless carbon market revenue guarantees are restored.